Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Okay. Now, as far as Klatt's concerned, I've had a chance to talk to Joel quite a bit, and I know he's not for everybody. No broadcaster is. But the one thing that I have realized is how well dialed in he is. I can speak to, you know, as far as how dialed he is in what was going on in Michigan and elsewhere. And he's got connections. He said one of these six is going to be the next coach at Michigan. And then he offered up some names and said, make them say no. And I'm like, Is this a high end, like the first six people he'd call list? Or does he really mean that he thinks one of these six is going to be the next coach of Michigan? Because that tells me he thinks one of these six would take it. Now, it doesn't mean the one, like, okay, let's say he got him ranked 1-6. And number six is Kenny Dillingham. But he'd call these other five first? I just thought it was interesting wording on his part. Now, maybe I'm taking it too literally. But I find it interesting. He thinks one of those six would be the next coach.
Well, I mean, it is six names for whatever it's worth. I think every athletic director probably has a secret list of coaches that they have just in case something goes crazy, like what happened. I don't know what would be on Ward Manuel's list. But this sounds like it's a list that anybody would come up with when you think of, okay, top coaches in football. I mean, where's Kirby Smart? Why isn't he on this list? You know, it just seems weird. Marcus Freeman, Dan Lanning, both of those guys are on the list. I would think that's like nearly untouchable given their situations. Kurt Cignetti at Indiana just got a massive bump. They've got serious funding there too. He's got it great at Indiana. Their schedule is such that they play nobody in the non-conference schedule for what, the next 62 years, I think?
Dude, it's...
They got Notre Dame, or something. They don't play anybody of a substance.
They got Notre Dame in 2030, I think, is the first realistic opponent that you could think might beat them.
5 years.
Yeah.
5 years where you're guaranteed three wins a year before you start your Big Ten schedule. So it's good to be Kurt Cignetti. It's good to have back-to-back playoff appearances. It's good to be the number one seed. I just think that would be a pipe dream too. But same thing with, but again, pick up the phone. What the way he has phrased it, pick up the phone and make them say no. Mm-hmm. I think that's wise to say that because it's also, okay, don't expect it, but why not ask? It doesn't hurt to ask. You're going to have to ask the question. You're not going to get the answer you want, but at least you have to ask. You have to do the due diligence. So then you have those other three names on the list. And again, I would think it'd be really hard to get Clark Lee from Vanderbilt or Mike Elko in particular, Mike Elko from Texas A&M. But Clark Lee at Vanderbilt would be a great coach for Michigan, except is this his dream job to be at Vanderbilt where he's at? Kenny Dillingham is the one name on the list that's kind of like the outlier. He's only been a head coach for 3 years, and it's Arizona State. You know, would he take a gig in Ann Arbor? I would imagine he would, but is that even the right fit?
You know, I need to do more of a deep dive. Obviously, his football teams are really good, and he's done a great job at a place that has had problems maintaining any kind of winning tradition. He also seems to me like a no-nonsense guy, but outside looking in, things can be misleading. So it would take a further deep dive, but I think he'd be a strong candidate.
The one thing I find interesting, that because after what you've had to say, I feel like I know what you're going to say to this. And when I bring up Jed Fish's name at Washington, who I think would be an excellent choice, but Jed Fish coached quarterbacks under Harbaugh at Michigan, and you had said earlier that you
don't want anybody
anything
else from the Harbaugh lineage. No, I don't. Now, so. Fish was early, and he was way before any of the nonsense with Harbaugh. I don't know how deep those ties are. I guess I'm specific to Jay Harbaugh, who some fans say, go get him. He was a great young assistant here. John Harbaugh, I just, by association, that means Jim is going to be around again, and that's another distraction. And and Jesse Minter, who was right in the heart of that whole ordeal. I'm less inclined with Fish because he doesn't feel to me like a Harbaugh guy. He seems like a guy Harbaugh hired and then used it as a springboard for somewhere else. But, you know, he's an interesting, probably attainable candidate. That again, I'd have to do some research on. 248-539-9797. Terry's in Southfield and next. Hello, Terry.
Hello, how you guys doing?
What's up?
You know, I think personally, if the call's coming from Ward Manuel, I'll be hesitant to take it too, because, you know, through all this stuff, and, you know, he's been seeming to survive this, but I think he's got to take some ownership on some of these, on some of the stuff that's been going on there. I'm talking about, and I know this one in his era, but it's even back with the whole Bo Schembechler thing, you know, it's even going back that far. You know, so if the call's coming from Ward Manuel, I'll be hesitant to take it too, because he's got to take some blame on this stuff too.
But Terry, if you're, let's just say for the sake of argument, you're Kalen DeBoer, okay? And Ward Manuel calls you up, and you don't love your situation at Alabama because the fans hate you. And if you lose to Oklahoma, they're going to be saying, yeah, go ahead, take the Michigan job. But even if you're any of these other guys, It's the Michigan job. What difference does it make if the athletic director is a guy who has, you know, made mistakes in the past because, frankly, because he hired Jim Harbaugh and he's, you know, had all these problems since with the Harbaugh tree? You're not the Harbaugh tree. You're your own tree. And you would, as a candidate, I would imagine, if you're Kalen DeBoer or Dan Lanning or Marcus Freeman or any of these other names that people are throwing out there, that you hold the cards in this whole situation. You get to dictate the terms. Not only can he dictate your salary and what you want your assistants to be paid, you get to make sure that if I want this program to run on the up and up, I want systems in place to ensure that that happens, and Michigan would be more than willing to accommodate that because it would make them look better. I don't know why a coach wouldn't answer the call.
248-539-9797. I want to talk more about Kalen DeBoer and whether we really think that could happen. And we will get to that today at 11:31. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.